The views expressed on community issues and missions are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of the board or the staff of Cumberland Valley Christian Radio.
Welcome to Community Issues and Missions. Cumberland Valley Christian Radio is proud to provide a servant's heart time where we recognize local people who are addressing issues that impact our central Pennsylvania community. People tackle the problems and do their best to take corrective actions to make our lives better.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another program of Community Issues and Missions. We have an exciting program today. I'm Dan Martin, board member of WPFG, and we'll be interviewing Sue Schuller.
It's good to be here.
Ray Coons.
It's good to be here.
And Dale Horst.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to be talking about a great mission project called Mennonite Central Committee. And first of all, Ray, what is MCC? Just give us a brief history, please.
MCC is a worldwide ministry of Anabaptist churches, sometimes known as peace churches. MCC shares God's love and compassion for all in the name of Christ. MCC responds to basic human needs and is working for peace and justice throughout the world. MCC envisions communities worldwide in right relationship with God, with one another, and with creation. Next year, MCC will celebrate 100 years of ministry.
Okay, how did MCC get started?
The Ukrainian Mennonites sent a commission to the Mennonites in North America to alert of the dire situation they were facing in the Ukraine. The response here in the U.S. was a meeting set for September 27, 1920, to address the request. Goals were set to save Mennonite brothers and sisters in the Ukraine from starvation due to war and famine. In the relief effort, it became clear it could not limit its help to Mennonites only. Everyone who needed food had to be helped.
Was the MCC effort in the Ukraine short term?
That's a good question. Relief efforts were difficult due to war. There was a small operation in Istanbul, Turkey, and they were able to provide limited resources from that location. It took over a year to get official approval from the Soviet government to provide relief in the Ukraine. Over the next 3 years, 1922 through 1925, kitchens provided 25,000 people a day with rations. Farmers had difficulty planting their crops because the military took their horses to use for the war effort. MCC sent 50 Fords and tractors and plows to replace the horses. The relief effort continued until 1925 when it ended with a cost of $1.2 million.
What did MCC do following the effort in the Ukraine?
From 1925 to 1930, MCC was basically inactive. Then from 1930 to 1937, MCC assisted relocating Russian Mennonites and Bruderhof refugees to Canada, Paraguay, and Brazil. From 1937 to following World War II, MCC relief work began initially in Poland, then England, France, as well as other European countries. From World War II to the present, MCC has been responding to the basic human needs and is working for peace and justice around the world. Today, MCC has expanded its work into 57 countries, sharing God's love and compassion for all in the name of Christ.
What are some of the projects MCC is doing in the 57 countries where they're located?
Excellent question. I'll highlight three: Syria, Colombia, and Nigeria. In the Qalmawan region in Syria, they've had years of trauma, violence, and uncertainty. Food distribution is a lifeline for some 6,000 families there. In Colombia, Oscar Salgado was forced from his home due to armed conflict, but returned in 2016, having nothing. He received fencing, seeds, and tools, and now has a thriving garden thanks to MCC and its cooperating partners. In Nigeria, Kolo Adamu struggled after her daughter was abducted by the Boko Haram. She was able to find hope in a trauma healing workshop at her church. MCC supports trauma healing training for church leaders and members in Nigeria.
And to remind us, MCC stands for Mennonite Central Committee. So the question is, how did MCC change during the past 99 years?
MCC has had to consistently adapt because needs change. Currently, MCC is divided into MCC US and MCC Canada. The MCC US has an annual budget of around $40 million. That monetary requirement is where Pennsylvania Relief Sale becomes a part in the mission of MCC.
What is the Pennsylvania Relief Sale?
Pennsylvania Relief Sale is a fundraising corporation registered in the state of Pennsylvania and gives all net proceeds to MCC. Pennsylvania Relief Sale has a 20-member board comprised of both men and women. Pennsylvania Relief Sale is only one of the nearly 40 relief sales in the U.S. and Canada. Throughout the year, Pennsylvania Relief Sale directly supports five fundraising events, the largest event called the Pennsylvania Relief Sale.
That is April the 5th and 6th, 2019, 2 weeks from today. When and how did the Pennsylvania Relief Sale get started?
It did not start as Pennsylvania Relief Sale, rather, Tri-County Relief Sale. The three counties involved were Berks, Chester, and Lancaster. Ford Berg, pastor of Zion Mennonite Church in Morgantown, had a conviction that something had to be done to raise money for relief. He, along with others in his church, decided to visit church leaders in the area and get a commitment of $10 per church member. The idea wasn't received well. So they decided to have members get things from their attics and they would have a sale. The first relief sale was March 30th, 1957 at the Ralph Hertzler Farm in Morgantown, Pennsylvania. The first sale generated a net amount of $4,500 for MCC. On sale day, families had a great time working together, had good fellowship, and enjoyed doing something together that would help others.
Was the Tri-County Relief Sale the first relief sale?
Tri-County was the catalyst that sparked interest in many communities across the U.S. and Canada. Also, MCC being headquartered in Accra, Pennsylvania, was able to be closely connected to the Tri-County Relief Sale. Because of the close connection, MCC could give encouragement and guidance to others around the nation wanting to develop fundraising relief sales drawing from a proven strategy.
When did the name change to the Pennsylvania Relief Sale?
Tri-County Relief Sale continued to grow. They continually looked for sites to accommodate the growing sale. On November 6, 1975, at the invitation of Pennsylvania Governor Schaap, the decision was made to move the sale to the Farm Show Building in Harrisburg. The first sale in the Farm Show Building was March 27, 1976, and was considered a success with net proceeds of $91,000. The name Tri-County Relief Sale continued for the first year in Harrisburg, but it seemed to not fit due to the move. On September 28, 1976, the Tri-County Relief Sale Board agreed to change the name to Pennsylvania Relief Sale.
What is currently being planned by the Pennsylvania Relief Sale?
The sale will happen at the Farm Show Complex in 2 weeks, April 5th from 4 in the afternoon to 9 p.m. and April 6th from 6:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. There is no charge. However, there is a parking fee of $10 per car. There is a traditional quilt auction on April 5th starting at 6 p.m. and again on April 6th at 9 a.m. where over 300 quilts will be sold. The quilts are provided by the Material Resource Center located in Ephrata, Pennsylvania. With help from the Cumberland Valley Relief Center, located in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, and the Material Resource Center in Harleysville, Pennsylvania. The Country Auction, Crafts and Antiques, is April 6th, starting at 8:45 a.m. There are many activities for children, pedal tractor pools, play area, stories from around the world, and children's auctions. April 5th, starting at 6:30 p.m., will be the first children's auction, and then again on April 6th, starting at 11 a.m., the second children's auction. No need to pack food to come to the sale. You can buy soups, subs, pretzel logs, pretzel sandwiches, donuts, apple dumplings, ice cream, and the renowned strawberry pie. Like the first sale in 1957, Pennsylvania Relief Sale keeps its objective alive and currently has it as its slogan, celebrating community and creating hope.
What are the Material Resource Centers, and how do they connect to MCC?
Well, I will take over from there. Material Resource Centers in Ephrata, Pennsylvania, functions to process and ship quality material resources for MCC both domestically and internationally. Cumberland Valley Relief Center, located in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, prepare items to send overseas, including relief kits, hygiene kits, AIDS care kits, sewing kits, infant care kits, school kits, homemade soap, woven rugs, comforters, quilts, and canned meat. These items are then shipped to Material Resource Center in Ephrata, Pennsylvania. The mission of Material Resource Center in Harleysville, Pennsylvania, is to support the global ministry of MCC by communicating both the need and the opportunities to receive material resources in the eastern Pennsylvania area. All three resource centers provide opportunity to volunteer and get involved.
How much revenue is generated by the two-day relief sale?
Not all revenue is generated during the two-day sale. There is a fundraising banquet in Chambersburg and also a banquet in the New Holland area. This year was the third year for an event in Sarasota, Florida. And just yesterday, the Pennsylvania Relief Sale, Heifer Sale, happened at New Holland Sales Stable. This sale averages around 25 animals donated each year and generates between $20,000 to $30,000 for worldwide relief. After all fundraising for the year is complete, Pennsylvania Relief Sale has been averaging over $400 per year the last number of years. If this year's average Pennsylvania Relief Sale sales, it will have generated nearly $17 million for MCC since it began in 1957.
So you're saying it averages over $400,000 per year at the relief sale from a combined efforts from a number of people?
That's correct.
And anybody that's been to the relief sale knows there's a lot of really good food there, so make sure you come with an empty stomach. There's lots of things to sample. Now we're going to talk about something locally that you can do to help the Pennsylvania Relief Sale raise money for all the countries that MCC is working in. We're going to talk about something called My Coins Count. So I'm going to ask Sue, what is the history behind the My Coins Count effort?
John Hostetler, an employee of MCC, was instrumental in starting Penny Power, not knowing the exact year, but I believe it was late 80s, early 90s. Churches, where kids can get involved in giving their coins, and organizations collect money, and it is brought to the Pennsylvania Relief Sale. Last year, with all coins collected and with matching funds, a total of $151,292.11 was raised to provide food relief around the world in the name of Christ. Each year is a different project, last year being food, this year being peace.
And last year you came up with a brilliant idea to expand the My Coins Count. So would you briefly talk about that, your idea for last year and what happened?
A few years ago, the children and youth from Diller Mennonite Church had the idea of making things to sell to the congregation to add to our My Coins Count total. They had so much fun that last year they came up with the idea of an auction. So we did a small auction at church with just our congregation. It was very successful and a lot of fun. So this year we decided to expand it even further and invite our friends and community and have it at a larger venue. All the money raised from the food stand and auction items will go directly to MCC's My Coins Count project, which will be collected from all the churches at the large sale in Harrisburg at the Farm Show Building on April 5th and 6th.
And I'm assuming local people will be invited to donate items for the sale, which is going to be held March the 30th at the West Pennsboro Fire Hall in Park Road, Plainfield, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And you can bring your items to the West Pennsboro Fire Hall Friday night from 6 to 9 o'clock or from Saturday, March the 30th, from 9 o'clock in the morning until the sale starts at 6. We'd prefer if you do it by 4. But also, will there be food available?
There will be food available. We're selling chicken barbecue dinners, soups, egg rolls, homemade pies and other baked goods, and ice cream.
Very good. What kinds of things do you think will be sold during the auction?
There will be a variety of household items, various gift baskets, some furniture such as a bedside stand, hand-painted kitchen chairs, and wooden shelves. We have a large variety of arts and handmade crafts such as birdhouses, clocks, paintings, and pencil drawings, photography, blankets and afghans, and crafts from other countries. Other items include new die-cast collectible toy tractors and a 58 Pontiac Bonneville model car in the original box.
There's going to be a special item, a little doll dress made by my late wife. I think that might bring some good money, so try to buy it away from our family if you can. Mark the date, March the 30th, 6 p.m. at the West Pennsboro Fire Hall, located at 20 Park Road, Plainfield. There will be chicken barbecue dinners and other food available after 5:30, and a lot of items to buy. It's going to a very worthy cause, so mark the date and make sure you show up. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Dan Martin, board member, WPFG. Have a good day.
Well, we thank you for listening today. Please pray for these people as they address the issues and mission efforts for all of us. We'll talk to you again next week.